More than a year has passed since the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. Dr. Larry McKinney, director of the Heart Institute in Corpus Christi, Texas, spoke with me while visiting Chattanooga last April. We discussed the state of the Gulf and the impact local residents have on waters 400 miles away. The Heart Institute is a privately endowed research institute. As part of Texas A&M, this marine research institute combines scientists, economists, marine policy, and law experts. For the past 5 years, the Institute has been working to help solve problems in the Gulf of Mexico. In April of 2010, the Deepwater Horizon oil spill provided a challenge for every facet of the Heart Institute.
Initially, we were assessing the extent of the spill. We were looking at economic impacts. We were doing flyovers. We were doing a lot of the charts and maps that you probably saw on TV, some of our scientists prepared. But our real involvement has now been since the spill was capped in September. That's where we've come into play. Our scientists are trying to assess the long-term impacts of those spills. We're doing economic studies of the impact and those types of things.
What else are you working on? Because I know there's more to this.
You know, as devastating as the spill was, it's not really the bigger issues that are facing the Gulf of Mexico as far as its long-term health, and that's really what we're focused on. The spill was a point source, if you will, pollution, but we're more concerned about the long-term impacts. For example, and this is someplace that Tennessee has an effect on the Gulf of Mexico, you know, almost 40% of the United States drains into the Gulf of Mexico, basically the heartland of the United States between the Appalachians and the Rockies. So anything that happens there, agricultural runoff, pollution, any of those types of things can make it into the Gulf of Mexico. In fact, it does. Every year we are now seeing the formation of a hypoxic zone, an area that's very low oxygen at the mouth of the Mississippi River, 5,000 to 7,000 square miles, and no fish or shrimp or anything can live there. The primary cause of that has been excessive fertilization and agricultural runoff, making it to the Gulf, causing algal blooms. Algal die, and then they use up the oxygen in that process.
So you wouldn't think it, but a farmer in Iowa could actually be damaging the Gulf.
Very much so, and of course that's a science issue tracing that. But there's an important policy aspect of that as well. And as you know, the federal government subsidizes the production of ethanol. In fact, it even requires ethanol to be part of our gasoline mix nowadays. One outcome of that federal subsidy has been an expansion in the number of acres of corn that has grown. As that corn acreage has expanded, so has the dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico. So on one hand, we're subsidizing one activity with federal subsidies. On the other hand, that same subsidy is basically poisoning the Gulf of Mexico. So it's a big issue for us. And our goal is to provide good science-based information of cause and effect. And if we lay that out there, there are any number of organizations, we hope not of any political persuasion. This is beyond politics. It should be. The health of our environment where we live is something that should be important to all of us. So if we can lay the science out there in front of folks, we hope that they will take the right action, and we try to encourage that, of course.
The healing of the Gulf is something that's even controversial whether it will ever heal, not just from the spill, but from, as you say, the runoff and some of the other damage man has done to it. What is the outlook there?
Well, it's a big challenge, and I wish I could be more optimistic, and I try to be, because we can make differences, but the challenges to the health of the Gulf are extensive. We talked about water quality, but the other is habitat. Almost half of the wetlands in the United States are found in the Gulf of Mexico, and we've destroyed half of those. So that habitat is what supports all the shrimp and the crabs and all those types of things, and it's disappearing. For example, during the time of our interview here, an area of about the size of a football field of wetlands will have disappeared, and that's how rapidly it's moving. So that's a big concern. We're overfishing. There's too many fishermen there for the fish there. That's a concern as well. And then the big issue that really we call it the 800-pound gorilla in the room that's difficult to talk about in any regard is climate change. The Gulf of Mexico, because of its nature, it's a big, shallow bowl. About half of the Gulf of Mexico is shallow water. And there's deep water there, as we know from the oil spill. The average depth is 5,000 feet, but there's lots of shallow areas. And so as sea level rises, it only takes a very small rise in sea level to affect a big area of the Gulf Coast, because if you've been there, it's very flat. So it goes a long way. And because it's shallow, temperature changes as the ocean warms. That's changing. That's allowing invasive species to come in. A thing called ocean acidification. The ocean is fairly basic to neutral, but because of the CO2 in the air, it's becoming more acid. What that means is that the shrimps, the crabs, the oysters that all use calcium to produce shells and skeletons have a much more difficult time doing that. Those long-term impacts will keep the Gulf changing. It's a big challenge for the Gulf. The Gulf is very resilient. It's a marvelous ecosystem, but it's even being tested now.
What could we do? What can we take from this? What lesson can we apply to our day-to-day life?
what happens here does affect us. And it's simple things. For example, people have lawns, and they love their lawns, and they want to fertilize those lawns. And what I would say is be careful when you do that. You don't need as much fertilizer as you use. It's clearly, we know we don't. So don't put as much fertilizer on the lawns as you might expect. What goes off in excess will run off and come to the Gulf of Mexico. I've just heard about a program here where the local sheriff and others are setting up a system so that you can turn your old medications in rather than flushing them down the toilet. Well, we're seeing chemicals from these pharmaceuticals making it all the way to the Gulf and affecting populations. So do that. Don't throw those chemicals in. Basically, anything you can do to keep the waters of Tennessee, these marvelous rivers and creeks you have here, I'm just astounded by them. I love them. Anything you can do to keep them healthy. If you keep those rivers healthy, if you keep Tennessee healthy, you help the Gulf.
While visiting Chattanooga last April, Dr. McKinney spoke at the Tennessee Aquarium. Some of the exhibits at our aquarium portray portions of the Gulf of Mexico.
Part of my duties as the director of the Heart Research Institute, I also chair an advisory committee for the Flower Gardens National Marine Sanctuary. The Flower Gardens is the northernmost coral reef in the hemisphere, and it's also the healthiest of any of the coral reefs around the world. So it's a marvelous resource. It's kind of our bellwether. As long as the Flower Gardens are remaining healthy, we know that the Gulf is in good shape. The aquarium here has a major exhibit on the Flower Gardens, and I would tell people that it's the best exhibit, the best interpretation of the Flower Gardens I've seen anywhere. If you can't go and dive on the Flower Gardens, if you come and see that exhibit, you will see the best view of what the Flower Gardens is really like. And then, I think, you get a true appreciation for just how wonderful the Gulf of Mexico is. Yes, it's important for oil and gas. Half of our oil and gas comes from the Gulf of Mexico, but the Gulf of Mexico is worth saving not just for gas, but for the biology, the diversity of life that is there in the Flower Gardens is the best example of that.
Dr. Larry McKinney and the Heart Institute will continue to monitor the health of the Gulf of Mexico. You can visit the Tennessee Aquarium to see the Flower Garden exhibit and follow the links from our blog to learn more about how you can impact the Gulf of Mexico. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.